Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays 3 to 6 on iRadio.
Dave and Fionnuala on iRadio, the station that wants to send you to Sabrina Carpenter, iRadio.ie. Fill in a couple of details. You could get a call on Friday, but you must answer the phone with, please, please, please bring me to Sabrina. We always start with the day today, bring you up to speed on things that are going on in the world, things that you need to know. And today it's all about the three P's. Pancake Tuesday, this day week. Be prepared. The second P of the day. Back so soon. Y'all having a good time. Pitbull only played last Wednesday, and then today has announced, lads, Dublin and Ireland was so much crack that I'm going to come back in June and I'm going to party with you all over again. 5th of June, to be specific.
Tickets actually going on sale on Friday. So if you missed out on them for last week's gig, you'll be setting your alarms to get them ready on Friday. I think it might have something to do with the fact that the darts were on the following night of his gig last week, so he was playing there the Wednesday, and maybe then with the darts were already booked in, that's why he couldn't do two nights in a row. And by the time he got the schedule together to say, oh, I do want to do a second Dublin gig because they're mad for me in Ireland, then he was like, yeah, we'll make it happen on the 5th of June.
I think it was less to do with the darts and it was more to do with Pitbull not thinking that he could do any more than one night in any country, because
like, he would have known that the way those tickets were snapped up, he would have known from the sellout speed.
You're right. However, I think after all the videos and so much social media virality, to use that very clunky word, so many videos, so much love, that people are like, oh, I didn't even try for Pitbull tickets the first time. I really want to go to him. He just is riding this wave and I love to see it. The support act, special guest, Shaggy, not coming to Dublin.
What?
It's in the fine print. So there is an asterisk beside all the dates that Shaggy is doing.
Yeah.
There's no asterisk beside Dublin. So if you're thinking Shaggy's going to be in Dublin, you're going to be bitterly disappointed.
I am bitterly disappointed.
Always read the fine print. This is why we know our stuff and this is why you listen to us, because we give you the facts. And the third P.
Pope Francis.
Yeah.
Is doing much better, in the sense that they've been forcing the poor man to have work meetings from his hospital bed.
Now, you make that sound like the cardinals and the nuns are like, Francis, get back to it. There's Zoom calls and Teams meetings that need to be attended to.
Is that not what you're reading from this? Like, in this story, the man is in a critical condition with double pneumonia. He's 88, but they're saying, no, he's alert now, so he's had a few of the Vatican officials in. What do you reckon they were meeting to talk about, Dave?
Do you know?
I do, according to this article that I'm reading, yeah.
I'm sure they were sharing Pancake Tuesday recipes for this day week.
Several pending cases for sainthood.
Wow.
Had to be sorted out.
That is big jobs. He's not just back for a fluffy Tuesday. No, he is back at it. I have been tracking how well he has rested overnight, because this is the trend now. Every morning, there is a statement from the Vatican saying how well Pope Francis slept. Here are some of the headlines from the last week. Pope Francis had a restful night. Pope has good night. Pope has restful night. Has breakfast in armchair. Pope rested well. Appreciates prayers. Pope Francis has restful night. They've running out of ways to say he's had a good night, and last night, another restful night for Pope Francis. The man is on the mend and I'm delighted to hear it.
Would you stop scheduling meetings for him now, please? I mean, do you want a sick cert off him? Is that it?
I think he would rather do some meetings than the door be busted down for another 5 decades at the rosary. He's probably lying there trying to get some rest. Our Father aren't now, now I'll be the name. Nuns, cardinals, please, let me rest.
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.